Dr. Hernan Tejeda is an economist, assistant professor, extension specialist in dairy and livestock economics at the University of Idaho. Dr. Tejeda is specialized in price risk analysis and price discovery, crop insurance, farm bill programs, production economics, and time series and applied microeconometrics. He has spearheaded, prepared, and delivered several educational outreach workshops addressing matters of marketing and risk management for dairy, cattle, and crop producers. Thank you, Hernan. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Shannon. I'm very pleased and thankful to be here, joining colleague Dr. Shannon Nybergs and Ryan Larson and Russ Tronstedt. So without further ado, I want to talk about the dairy outlook as it's of today, November 22nd, 2020, how it's looking. And so looking at a monthly milk production output in the U.S., we have that the year 2020 is the red one. October, this is USDA NAS, we've increased 425 million pounds of milk in regards to 2019. So if we look back to May, that was the only month where the pandemic really had a big effect on output, on milk production, where it was as low as 2017. But every other month after that, production has been increasing. If we look at the number of dairy cows, we see the blue line, again, this is month to month, we see that in 2019, the number of cows was way below 9.36 million, and it kept on decreasing until October of last year, because the prices and the market was improving. So if we look at 2020, once again the inventory was increasing all the way until March, and then the pandemic hit until the middle of the year, and from then on conditions have improved dramatically. And so we're here in October of 2020, up 41,000 cows in regards to last year, 2019. In regards to average milk per cow, we see that, again, red is 2020. Year over year, each month has increased, except for May, when the effects of the pandemic on the feed, that's generally the most understood case, the milk per cow decreased from the year before, 2019. But currently, we're in October, we're at 37 pounds over year over year. So if we look now at percentage change in milk production, October year over year, this is we're up 2.5%. And out here in the West, Washington decreased October year over year 0.5%, Oregon 2.3%, California went up 1.2%, and Idaho has increased 2.7%. Utah's down 3.7%, Colorado's up 6.6%, and the big one is Texas and South Dakota at 8.2% and 12.9% respectively. Towards the Midwest and the East, it's Indiana gone up 10.7, Michigan 3, Illinois 8, Minnesota 1.7. New York went up 1.0 and Pennsylvania 2.5. And, of course, at the bottom right, Southeast Florida has decreased 1.7 and Georgia 0.7. So now I'm going to shift a little bit to the prices, and these are all milk prices from the USDA monthly from January 2016 until September of 2020, and we can see the prices were hovering between 14.5, and I would say 18, except for this, for October 16. But now they are. We can look at the spike and plunges that occurred as of October 19 at 19.3. It went a little bit above $21 in December last year, so things were looking very rosy. That's why output was increasing steadily. But then, of course, the pandemic hit and prices started falling dramatically. $18 in March, all the way down to 14 in April, and May hit rock bottom at 13.6, and then they plunged, quite a bit, up until 20.5 in July, and then have decreased in until September 17.9. So that has there's been, as you can see, a large swing in the prices this year because of COVID. And we will look at that. And the all milk price, is which is the reported price, the gross price received by dairy producers, a sample across all America, and it's the price used for the DMC program, which colleague Russ will talk about. The all milk price that the producers receive is a lot based on Class 3 and Class 4. So Class 3 prices, which are mostly for cheese, in July spiked all the way up to $24 before coming down to, you know, 16 and change in September, and now in October they're above $21. I pinpoint out this is October because I want to show the volatility in the market. It's been staggering. Class 4, which is more for butter and dry and skim milk, non-fat dry milk, has not had such enormous volatility. As a matter of fact, after dropping because of the pandemic, it has not increased very much and is below $14. So producers receive a blend of these, or it could be also class 1 if it's for fluid milk, but mostly in the West, it's out here. Class 3 and class 4, predominantly. So class 3, as we mentioned, is a function of cheese. So here are the prices for 40-pound blocks of cheese and 500-pound barrels. This is taken from USDA, the National Dairy Product Sales Report, weekly. And we can see that until... 2020 prices in general were not above, except for exceptions, 220, and we're not below 120. But of course, all the bets were off once the pandemic hit, with the plunge in beginning in April for 40 pounds, which is mostly destined for retail and food services. So even though retail cheese increased consumption, food service industries, restaurants, and all that, closed, so that had the bulk of it, and that's why these prices definitely plunged. Regarding the 500 pounds, it's more for processed cheese, et cetera, and that also dropped substantially. Then we had the families' food box programs, and of course exports also had an effect when the prices were so low. So it spiked enormously up until August, and also the restaurants opened up a bit towards the summer, so that made things rosier. But then they declined again precipitously, and then went up again. So I'm pinpointing out here that this looks at the November 6th price at a very, very good rate, if you will, above $2.40 for both. And but this is not the latest picture, so I just want to make that clear. What about the exports? So as we saw, as I indicated, you know, in April 20, the exports of cheese increased dramatically, given the state of low prices. That happened all the way until June, and then exports declined. And now they're, I would say, a little bit below normal levels or at normal levels. But this has been much better in year compared to 2019, if you can appreciate that. So all in all, cheese exports are much better than 2019. And we can talk about that. Also having an effect on the prices is that the cold storage of American cheese has been at lower levels than previous year. It's in comparison to 2019, but if we look, it's way below 2018 and 2017. So that has also affected that the prices have increased substantially in the last few months. If we look at dry whey prices, so class 3 is affected by dry whey and cheese production. Dry whey is the remaining product. So here we see that prices have increased substantially from August onward, and this has been increasing exports, having an effect here on dry whey, which we will look at right here. So exports, mainly towards China and other countries, but has had an effect on the increase in prices. And we can also see here that stocks are below last year's levels in September. So now looking at the butter prices, because this is what mostly pertains to class 4, is butter prices. And we see that they had been lowering below $2, if you may, at the beginning of this year. But with the effect of the pandemic in March, it dropped dramatically until levels not seen in many years back, below $1.20. They did have a sharp rise, and again, this is a matter of food box programs and others. But they still are below $2, okay, and are not very good, very soft at this time. They're still very soft. If we look at butter exports, they did increase quite a bit after April, but come June they've dropped, and they are higher than 2019 levels, but only just for a few months, basically May, June, and July, and August. So another factor that's keeping butter prices down is that we have an enormous amount of butter in stock. And here we see that we're above all levels from previous years. So that's dampening any increase in butter prices. If we look at the non-fat dry milk prices, of course, also tanked dramatically with the pandemic. And beginning in May up to July, they increased, and they've gone up a bit. This is a little bit also accompanied from exports, although the exports has dropped lately. And the other element is that the stocks are lowest than the previous 3 years. So that's also having an effect. So what I want to show now is how did class 3 price look in February just when the pandemic was starting to, you know, we were starting to get news of it. So Class 3 prices had already dropped a little bit from the Rosier 18, and for December, we were thinking 17, which is still, you know, quite good. But as the months went forward, in March 23, it was already at 16, and then at the end of March, beginning of April, it was already below 15. I'm talking about the December contract. And the December contract hovered around or below 17 all the way up to September 2015, sorry, when exports of cheese started increasing substantially, as I showed before. And so that had a very strong effect on December prices. However, it had quite a bit of a turnaround at the end of October, early November, as we can see, and has been at lately at $16. And so there's been a sharp turnaround, because although the exports up until September, October are strong, we don't have the latest data, and of course COVID has increased in the rest of the world and also here in America. So that's having an effect. If we looked at Class 4 butter prices, you know, things were also pretty good in February and early March, but then, of course, the pandemic. And Class 4 dropped a lot more, dropped even below $13. And these are the future prices that are used in DRP, which my colleague Ryan Larson will talk about. So, but I just want to show you a picture of what December was looking like and how it has evolved. So it has stayed, you know, hovering in the third quarter above $14, but the fourth quarter it has dropped dramatically below $14 at a, you know, pretty low price, $13.23. So how do things look for the future? And here are the CME futures price. So if you look at this, Class 3 in November is 22.23, but then it has a dramatic decline until just above $16 in December. And for the next year, it's hovering between 16 and 17, except for the summer months. But then, you know, in November, it's below 17, and then December, of course, it's 16.50 or something like that. For 22, it's looking even below that, and I will give you a few reasons why that this all this may be. But the good thing is for butter prices, Class 4, they seem to be starting to pick up. You know, they can't be on the ground so much, and they say the cure for bad price for good prices is good prices, and for bad prices, bad prices. So here, they start picking up all throughout the year for month over month. Each month in regards to the previous month. So I want to say that with all the CFAT programs and the Family Food Box programs, output continued to be, held or maintained. There's not going to be, you know, all these Family Food Box program and exports are it's not clear how much they will be able to sustain those prices, and that's why Chicago Mercantile Exchange is looking at it this way. Also, this though is dynamic because it can't change given the vaccine, etc. So having said that, at November 2020, today, what are the average milk prices for 2021? So as of November, Class 3 milk price for 2021 will be on average $16.70, and Class 4, $15.27. If we look at the USDA, the WASDE report just came out, what they're thinking for 2021, Class 3, they're a bit rosier than Chicago Mercantile at 17.25. But Class 4, they're less optimistic, and they're looking at 14. Now, how does this affect the USDA's projection? How does it affect their all milk price? They're looking forward at a 17.70 average price for 2021. Remember, again, this all milk price is the one that's used for the dairy margin coverage program. And the Class 3 and Class 4 from CME is what's used for the Dairy Revenue Protection Program, which colleagues will talk about after this. The last thing I want to mention for the DMC dairy margin coverage is that corn, and many of you dairy producers or stakeholders are very aware, corn prices are way above $4 for the last few months. And it seems that for 2021, this will hold as of, you know, last week in November. So I say this because this will have an effect on the dairy margin coverage margin. So with that, I want to say thank you very much. Any questions, you can post in the chat now, or you can later call my office or email me. Happy to answer them. Thank you very much, and I'm turning it back now to Shannon. Thank you, Shannon.
Yes. Thank you, Hernan. Really appreciate all that insight and forecast on the dairy prices. We're going to hold the questions to the end and address them all together. So we'll wait on the questions. And